The Forces Station.
Jodie Abacus in session. With Mario.
It's the Forces Station BFBS. We're in session and in conversation with Jodie Abacus, and Jodie's here right now.
Nice to meet you, Mario. Great to be here.
Jodie Abacus in session with Mario.
BFBS.
Where's my rainbow? Where's my sun in the sky? Where's that light to guide me home? Yeah. Where's my sandwich? Someone I can rely so that I can call you home. Yeah. I just wanna know if you will be there for me.
It's the Forces Station BFBS. We're in session with Jodie Abacus, and that was I'll Be That Friend. As the man said at the top of it, it was the tune that kind of launched people's gaze towards his direction. 100,000 plays in a week or something,
yeah.
Jodie?
Yeah, so, you know, it kind of like blew up in within that week. The phone started ringing. People were talking a lot about it. It started going up on the blogs.
Got a real classic soulful vibe to it. Now listen, listening to your music, it's evident that you've been influenced by some of the kind of finest soul, funk and R&B talents ever. But up until now, that's kind of all we know about you. So we thought we'd go for a quick fire round. You up for that?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Okay, real name, Jodie Abacus, really?
Of course it is.
Okay. South London or North London?
South East London.
And you're wrong, but why?
Because it's just the best, the sounds and the ring to it.
What do mum and dad do?
My dad is, or he used to be a DJ, not anymore. He's done a load of things, but now he's in uni at the moment.
And what's he doing at uni?
I actually don't know.
Dad's at uni, work
he's
hard.
He's doing some kind of social economics thing or something like that.
Cool, what about mum?
She works in a primary school.
Michael Jackson or Stevie Wonder?
Hey, yeah. That's not fair.
See how I pulled that one
out
from nowhere?
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Michael Jackson or Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder. Wow, am I sure?
Got any siblings, brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got two brothers, one older, one younger, and one older brother, but he's not here with us today.
How'd you get on at school?
All right, medium.
What's medium mean?
Medium to well done.
Okay, what does medium mean?
I had a lot of common sense, but when I looked at my maths books, it just didn't make sense.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. Who's your crazy uncle? Everyone's got a crazy uncle. Who's yours?
My Uncle Ken, but he's funny, but he's not crazy. I haven't seen him in a while. If you're listening, Uncle Ken, I'll come and see you soon.
So what's funny about Uncle Ken?
He just cracks jokes and tells stories.
Michael Jackson or Prince?
No.
Oh, Michael Lord. Jackson or Prince? The question's out there.
Michael Prince.
Okay, that'll do. Big night out or quiet night out?
Big night. I don't do things by halves.
Writing and recording or performing? You're last in a quick fire.
Performing.
Okay, Jody, You've got a list of tunes that you've given us that you like from artists other than your good self. Pick one out and we'll play it.
Buttercup.
Love Carl Anderson. You can make no one man happy. know what? Listening to the session that you put together earlier and watching you put it together, there's a lot of Carl Anderson in there as well, isn't there? Those brap bump bums, and you do your own kind of backing vocal in the live session
too.
Yeah,
there's some things inside there. I could have drawn that through it, influence, so I don't know.
We'll talk more about influences in a second, but growing up in, what you said, South East London, in Lewisham, let's put a name on the borough. So what was growing up like in Lewisham? What was a family, kind of, what did the family feel like? What was the family home like? What was a Saturday morning like in the house?
But Saturday was more or less cleaning day when I was younger. This was chore days, so it was like myself and my older brother who go around, empty the bins, put the milk bottles out, clean the skirting board, hoover, do the dishes.
Am I taking you
back?
Do
the dog.
Yeah. Do what to the dog?
No, clean the dog, just clean.
And did you have to do it really quietly because Dad had been out late working?
Yeah. If he wasn't there or if he came back like late and you hadn't had your chores done and you heard the keys going to the door, you'd have to jump up and like go and run and put the bins out.
My dad used to have the eyebrow. Did you used to get the eyebrow as well? He used to raise an eyebrow. And he would have to raise his voice, just raise the eyebrow.
Man, he didn't need to do that. He just didn't. It's just, you know.
What was growing up like in Lewisham?
Easy. I mean, I think I had the mix of both lives. I had the discipline from my dad, but at the same time, the area that we lived in, you were around certain people who were desirable and undesirable. So I kind of had the balance of life, so to speak.
So growing up as a young man, it is a little bit tempting in certain kind of conditions and certain, I'm talking as a North Londoner, not easy to get dragged in, but it's around you and you can see. How do you kind of tiptoe about it? Because you can't ignore it, but you don't want to get involved in it, right?
No, you can't ignore it. Some of your friends are involved in some stuff or whatnot, but, you know, common sense, you know, the things that you learn through life and the things that you're exposed to, you learn to kind of like sieve out the nonsense and then get to a place that you want to be without being around the kind of negative energies and stuff like that. So a lot of the time I had the choice whether to be positive or not. You know, most of the time I chose to be positive, and sometimes being positive isn't the easiest decision, if you know what I mean. Like, doing the wrong thing is the easiest thing to do than the right thing.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, want to play Jodie or Abacus?
Okay,
so do you want Jodie or Abacus?
Jodie.
You want Jodie? Okay. Jodie, male. He was born in East London, South Africa. He was the 1979 Formula One World Drivers' Champion. He drove for Ferrari, and he was the last of the Ferrari Drivers' Champions until Michael Schumacher in 2000. Do you know who he is?
I do not know. I haven't got a clue.
He's Jody Scheckter. Do you see where we're coming
from? Oh, wow.
Do you see where we're coming
from? Yes, I know him now.
Do you see where we're coming? So you'll be better prepared next time. So let's play a tune then. Another one of your influences, another one that you might have been kind of listening to on a Sunday morning or on a Sunday afternoon or maybe when the parents were out. What do you think?
I'll give you Jamiroquai, Love Philosophy. The video goes with the lifestyle of the song, the lifestyle of the feel of it, if you know what I mean. So when I saw the video, I was like, this is perfect. He's got the fur coat kind of thing, and the dog and the thing, and he's just living this life and he seems to be like having a great time. So, and this song just goes with it for some reason. I think the fur coat was a fake fur coat, by the way.
When there's
Forces Station BFBS, Mario talking with Jody Abacus. We've got session tunes from Jody to drop next, actually. And that was Jamiroquai's Love Philosophy, which means a lot to Jody. Jody, I was reading up on you.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's four things to know about Jody. Amongst them, a love of Liverpool Football Club. Mm-hmm. How deep and strong is that?
It's not strong enough. I don't go to any of the games.
Yeah, but you're a fan in the heart, right?
Yeah. I think there's a difference between a fan and a supporter. I think there's fan support. You go to the game, you support your club and stuff like that. But I just shout at the TV or the stream.
Next one is working out and skipping in the park, apparently. Who do you skip with? I had visions the there fairies. Of Jody holding hands and skipping with, you know what I mean?
No. I skip by myself. When I haven't skipped for a while because I gained an injury.
A skipping injury at the worst.
No. Or falling over and grazing my knee.
Paper cuts, grass burns, that kind of thing.
A little bit of Dettol.
Paint sets? You mean buying paint sets, not for painting by numbers?
Yeah, I don't use them, though. I use the paint. I use the paint in my spare time.
What kind of stuff?
Just
doodles.
Like this.
Okay, doodles. Like
if I've got a pen and there's a blank, I'd automatically pick it up and I'll just start doing stuff. I'll paint like a piece of corn in a field. I'd paint what's in my head, or an octopus bringing down a boat.
Okay.
So why did you? I don't know. It just popped up in my head.
Do you know this psychologist listening to this now? Just kind of like this nervous little tick already.
Let's get the jacket ready.
Get him in. Number four, you've instantly endeared yourself to a mass part of the community. I would guess German beer.
Oh yeah.
I lived in Germany for three years. I never had a bad beer.
I was introduced to Hopf in Clapham.
How's that relationship going?
Glad it's not a relationship, that's for sure. But it's beer is a dangerous thing, man. You know, it's not an alcoholic, but you know, it can make you put on weight pretty fast.
Which means more skipping in the park.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
Well, listen, you've been kind enough and great enough to come in and put down a fantastic session for us. Let's play one of those tunes. Why don't you pick one and tell us why you wanted to do that for us today?
Well, just to kick it off, a song called Good Feeling. And I wrote this when I woke up in the morning, and I thought that it gave me a good feeling, and that's why I want you to hear it. Hopefully it will give you the same feeling.
Jody Abacus in session.
1, 2, 3.
BFBS with Mario.
Thank you.
up this morning, I had goosebumps on my skin. Stirring with a spoon, all this blood came rushing in. I'm just here smiling on a train ride to the office. I got my headphones on, and this high, I can't get off it. No, yeah. Should when I think of you, my heart beats over time. I'm gonna let you do what you say on your tin, because it feels right. When I think of you, it feels like summertime. I'm gonna let you do what you say on your tin, because it feels right. Oh yeah, good feeling. Just sing a good feeling. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. My shoulders never told no lies. The birds up in the tree say it's lovely, like beaches on a Friday night, like cruising to the moon, free to rain, free to come and go whenever, never deep, never trying to be clever. Simple smile on the face is like a treasure. When I think of you, when I think of you, it's over time. I'm gonna let you do what you say on your tin, because it feels right. Oh yeah. When I think of you, see it feels like summer. I'm gonna let you know, gonna let you do what you say on your tin, because it feels right. A good feeling coming home. Oh. Good feeling. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Good Feeling with Jody Abacus. We're chatting and we're playing tunes from a session and also from music that inspired and influenced young Jody. Before that, Jody, though, I think you're getting the hang of this now. Jody or Abacus?
Abacus.
Abacus.
Let's do the Abacus. Let's mix it up a little bit.
19 plus 8 plus 23.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
270.
19 plus 8 plus 23.
Yeah.
19 plus 8 plus 23.
The math?
Yeah.
You actually want me to do maths?
Yeah.
19 plus 8 plus 23.
Yeah.
19... This is horrible, because now I just feel under so much pressure. So I got the 27 out of the way.
Good, plus 23.
Plus 23, 47, 50.
And do you know what? And I didn't know that you were going to talk about how you disliked maths earlier anyway.
Well, there you go. I'm kind of psychic, my friend will tell you.
And I'm kind of feeling for you in one way, and then the other side says, you know, with a name like Abacus, you want to sort your maths out anyway. So, you know, there's... That's about as far as
sympathy
goes.
The Abacus is for the chances I get.
Oh, okay. Ah, you count them off.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Okay, so musical influences. Let's talk about that, because new on the scene, young head, but, you know, the cliche, you've got an old soul, right? I mean, Carl Anderson, Buttercup as a list of influences, and you go through, you know, a lot of Michael Jackson and Simply Red. Yeah. You've got Jamiroquai, we've talked about already, Talking Heads as well.
Yeah.
Was that all in the house growing up?
I blame my dad, my older brother, cable, VH1, MTV.
Because there's a lot of variety in there as well in terms of genre, but they've all got a kind of a bit of a funky feel to them, and they're all essentially quite kind of upbeat. Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. They put you in a place as well. You know, I think music is meant to deliver a scene to you. You should be able to listen to a song and see a scene or a setting or a feeling.
And talk to me about Talking Heads Once in a Lifetime, because that was kind of, that really did it for me as well when I heard it, and yet I couldn't explain why, as a, you know, as someone who loved the funk and and R&B, and yet that kind of struck a chord as well.
Yeah, it's a crazy tune, and a video, a crazy video to suit.
With a big box jacket.
It was a box jacket, and I think like a fuzzy screen, and him going round and round in circles, and it was just art as well. I think back then, especially when my dad used to play or had recordings, a lot of the videos were artified, if you know what I mean.
And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself,
Talking Heads Once in a Lifetime. It's the Forces Station BFBS, Mario chatting with Jody Abacus about the stuff that he loves and the music that he's influenced by and inspired by. Let's cut to something a little fresher then, Jody. Pick something out from us that's maybe current or more current and tell us why you're going for that.
This is Finny Get Loose by Diddy and Pharrell Williams. Or Puff Daddy is his name now. I'm a strong lover of hip-hop, and hearing this come back is like refreshing to all the other garbage.
I ain't got to worry about that, Jizzle. Somebody doing something better than me and they in pocket, They gonna be right where they need to be, right beside me, baby.
You know what that is, rattling?
I'm the one they forgot about. I need some help reminding these motherfuckers.
Boy,
can you help me? So cold. It's God's work. I ain't got nothing even to do with this. It's God's work, man. It's God's work. I ain't got nothing to do with this. Come on. Sing a song. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be free. I want to dance with you, though. Let this breathe. All the dancers, you know what to do. I made this part for you, you, and you, and you, and you, and you, 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 you.
Say right now,
look at here,
finna get loose, huh? Finna get loose, huh? Finna get loose, huh? Finna get loose.
Where you from? Where that at? Where you headed? What is that? What you doing? Feeling that? Get that cake up. Open your mind, baby. Your distance, unless you wanna get with this.
Me and the renegade, like grenades, blowing up mine, dime, boo, chopping like sumo, hungry like Cucho,
smoking that Pluto,
no ticking time, like hand on the rope,
feel beautiful,
no park break, with a new and new.
You wanna roll some fair, don't do that.
Hey,
you ain't trying to pass, don't do that.
You gotta drink the mash, don't do that. Finna get loose, huh? Finna get loose, huh? Finna get loose, huh? Finna get loose.
Get back down. Get on up. Get on up. This is what truth feels like. So uncut, I'm in vogue. On that climb, me rocking Montclair. White chick, long hair,
but with a black man, yeah. I shine like this. Luminescent spit, get bright.
To it. We out. Remember me now? Let's dance. Yeah. I see you dancing. All the dancers, you know what to do. I made this part for you, you, and you, and you, and you, and you, 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 you. Bad boy.
Diddy and Pharrell Williams on the Forces Station BFBS, finna get loose. It's Mario chatting with Jody Abacus, and we're ready. Are you ready for another Jody or Abacus?
I'm ready for another. Let's mix up again. Go for Jody.
Jody. She was born in Los Angeles, 1962. You can stop me anytime you think you've guessed the answer. Mm-hmm. American actor, director, and producer. Her screen successes include Bugsy Malone, Taxi Driver, and Silence of the Lambs.
Oh my God. How much time do I have? I don't know. Maybe her second name is Foster or something.
Is it? He's got it. By the time we get to this interview, you're there with all the Jodies and all the maths as well.
Jody Abacus in session with Mario.
This is the Forces Station BFBS.
Let's talk about your music now. I played I'll Be That Friend at the top of the show and talked about how it kind of got things instantly moving. Did it come as a surprise to you?
That it boosted me off.
Yeah, then it just kind of caught on fire, didn't it? How long had that song been around before it actually...
It hadn't been around for long. Maybe I think I wrote it end of 2013. It's a special song to me. Probably wrote it at my lowest point. So when I wrote it, and the reaction that people had with it was either happy or they cried.
So
that was amazing to see for me as well, because it means that when you write a song and you write with an intention, or you part with something from you, from yourself, and you get that kind of reaction, it means that you're not doing it in vain, if you know what I mean.
Well, particularly a low time, I'll be that friend. I read you were recovering from pneumonia. Was that everything, or was there something else about that?
I'd recovered from pneumonia in that year. I was trying to do everything right. I practically overworked myself. And you know that saying, you know, you should want it as much as you want to breathe? And the irony is that I ended up with pneumonia. So there I am sitting inside a hospital surrounded by people with Alzheimer's and stuff like that. And I had this moment of reality. I had a reality check. And I just thought to myself, I've only got one chance to do this. So if I'm going to do this, I'm going to try and be the very best at it. Just one chance. And like these guys, they've lived their life and they've ended up like this. I know it sounds deep, but I just thought, you know what? I'm going to do it and I'm going to be happy doing it as well.
And it looks like 2016 is going to be a huge year for you. Let's fingers crossed for you. Yeah. We've played I'll Be That Friend. Mm-hmm. You put three songs down for us in session. We've heard one already. And because the kind of mood's changed, I feel a little bit, kind of like got a little bit on the serious and a little bit on the kind of more down-tempo side. Pick another tune for us and tell us why.
Right. All right, let's go with Save the World.
Everything that I could muster to save you and me too. I thought about that, then I began planning on winning you back like a brave fool, because I need to. I ventured out into the situation. I snapped the necks of demons on the wall for you. Then I went down to all my complications in a dungeon full of rubies, cubes of salt. See, now I have got this cape to fly. I can smack down dragons from the sky, and I can rescue anybody if I have to. Yeah, I can defeat the evil king, turn him from a rock into a pearl. Save the world, but I can't save the girl. Stop the earthquake, rocks from falling. Turn the nighttime into dawning. Doing everything like I'm supposed to. In the war of you and I, with one simple lullaby. Doing everything like I'm supposed to. Now I have got this cape to fly. I can smack down dragons from the sky. And I can rescue anybody if I have to. I can defeat the evil king, turn him from a rock into a pearl. Yes, I can save the world, but I can't save a girl. Thank you.
can't save the girl.
I saved the world from Jody Abacus. Jody, there's a lovely line in there about saving the world, but you can't save the girl. Yeah. And you're big on lyrics as well, aren't you? You kind of collect lyrics, I've seen somewhere.
Collect?
I've just seen you on a website somewhere where you just highlighted some of your favourite lyrics. And also there's...
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
there's lovely little kind of snippets and snatches of really kind of poignant lines
right.
in your songs as well. Mm. There was a line about your shoulders never lie, they can't talk no lie.
Your shoulders never told no.
So what's that? Is that about kind of like your shoulders up?
It means that when you listen to something and you start moving, especially if you get goosebumps or you hear something, you're like, wow, this is really good, you know. Like, you can't lie about this. This is the one, you know. That's what I mean. My shoulders never told no lies.
Presumably you've got a million lyric books lying around that you just kind of scribble things into. How do you even know where they are and what you're going to use when?
Well, there's loads around, but I'm going to do it either by memory or just by writing it, typing it in my phone. But yeah, the ideas, they just come out of nowhere. They just flow. And I think the crazier the idea is, the more time and more structure I can. I like to experiment.
Okay, so listen, we've got Jody or Abacus or... A lyric round. What do you fancy?
Lyric round. Yeah.
Okay, there's a long list of tunes that you chose for us, right? And this lyric comes from one of them.
Go for it. And I love this.
And I'm unashamedly suggesting that this is one of my all-time favourite tunes as well, okay? Yeah. If I give you the first line, it's got the title of the song. So I've got to start halfway through, which kind of takes it away a little bit. But no wise man has the power to reason away. What seems to be is always better than nothing, and nothing at all keeps sending him somewhere back in her long ago.
I can't feel my face without a weekend.
Somewhere back in
right,
her
long ago. Right, so it's What Fool Believes.
Boom!
Boobie Brothers.
Boom!
Of course I need that.
Yeah.
Nice that we could team up on one of the great tunes, right, and say that we both love What a Fool Believes, Doobie Brothers. It's Jody Abacus with Mario. We're in session with Jody and we're chatting. Talked about your lyrics. Again, feel good music from you all the time. Where does that come from? Where does all that energy come from? What annoys you, if anything? Can anything annoy Jody Abacus?
Like the lyric says in, you know, I'll be that friend. Sometimes I feel like I'm a jar of honey, so sweet but hardly ever blue. I try and get around, you know, try and pass all the negative stuff away from me, if you know what I mean. Try and be happy, as happy as I can. Of course I can get angry and annoyed and stuff, but most of the time I try and be upbeat. Because I think what it is the energy that kind of affects your creativity as well.
But surely you can get creative from a darker place or a sadder
place.
So when those dark lyrics come, do they go in a separate book?
Yeah, I have to, no, in the same book.
Really?
They all play together.
So you work them all in?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is that the difficult second album?
There won't be a difficult second. I've gone through so much. It's unreal. There's probably, yeah.
Still smiling after all these years,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Okay, Jody, listen, it's been awesome talking to you.
Thanks.
Let's finish up with your last track that you put down. Bit more in the kind of sense of a ballad around this one, out and out love song, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's a song about trying to get back with someone as well, but it's not happening.
See, you averted your eye then, so that prompts me to go, where's this come from?
I think it kind of, a song that kind of weirdly told the future. At one point in time, I was with someone, and then they actually came back on a Sunday, and I wanted to try and rearrange the relationship back together, but it just didn't happen. So it was weird. I wrote it, and then it happened. They went away, came back on Sunday. I met them on that Sunday, and it never happened. So we never got back together. It was a case of explaining how we can get back together.
See, I like that because it's not all jolly and
smiley. Give me one more try. Give me one. No, a lot of it's sad as well. Mm. You know.
So that's When Sunday Comes. We'll play that in just a second. Before we go, 2016 shaping up to be a huge one. You've got a gig on Tuesday, I think, at the Roundhouse.
Roundhouse Theatre.
Is that the first big kind of introducing the world and introducing Jody Abacus to London?
Yes, hopefully. Hopefully, I'm looking forward to it.
And I know that your guys are sort of at the label and stuff are all kind of G'ing you up gently to get songs together and get the first, well, you've got an EP out, but the album, it's too, I kept talking to guys about the album, they're like, too early to tell you, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
But I know that 2016 is going to be a huge year for you and you're dropping tunes in kind of steadily,
as a going
building that vibe. Are you excited about that?
I'm really excited. I'm excited about what I'm coming with and they're like, yeah, this is great.
But we're wishing for big things for you because I love the session today and love everything we've heard
so far.
Before we let you go, have you got a message for the armed forces, the families and the boys and girls who are serving both in the UK and further afield?
Well, if you're out there and you can hear me, God bless every single one of you. Look after yourselves and also thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say that. Yeah, look after yourself and God bless.
Can we really ever make this better? I'm hoping for a change. Well, they say we cannot change the weather, but I'll have something arranged. Well, I hope that I can change your mind for the better, 'cause when Sunday comes, I will see you smiling forever and a day. Well, I always said I'd keep a promise, but I just told you lies. Always told you that I would be honest. All I do is make you cry. Well, I hope that I can change your mind for the better, 'cause when Sunday comes, I will see you smiling forever when it comes, when
promise and shattered all your rainbows, battered all your dreams and smothered all your dreams in me. I can't believe put you through this pain in lots of ways. I must have shattered all your rainbows, battered all your dreams in me. Well, I hope that I can change your mind for the better. Cause when Sunday comes, I will see you smiling forever. When it comes, giving me one more try to relax your mind. Take a taxi to your heart and make your tears run dry. Please forgive me, I'm not so perfect. Make it better when someday comes.
And that's the last exclusive session track from Jody Abacus this time around. Hope you've enjoyed the special. It's only right that we should leave you with the current single from Jody. This is Hot Kitchen, and we'll catch you next time.
Specials on digital radio, FM and satellite TV in the UK,
online and on air around the world.
This is the Forces Station,
the FBS.